Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody. And if you guys haven't done so already, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And all the viewers, because I know that Traders is also dropping in the UK. So if you are from across the pond, I hope you didn't take offense to that. And welcome.
That was a horrible English accent, by the way. That was
It was like kind of Scottish, really Irish, and British.
That was a mix.
It was like a mix. I don't know what I was doing because Scottish, Scotland, we've
Yeah, forget about it.
I'll be better. I promise I'll be better.
You'll be better. Like you said, this is you definitely want to like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening on audio because you're driving to work, you shouldn't be watching YouTube if you're driving, right? When you get to your place that you're trying to get to, your final destination, make sure you leave a 5-star review, and it really helps the channel. As I was just about to say, this is episode number 4. If you're following along with us, if you're watching the episodes and then coming here for a quick little download of what you didn't see on the episode, this is definitely the place for you. We're going to get right into it. We have a lot to cover tonight, specifically the blow up between Cody and Ceree. There's nobody better to talk about it than the man himself, because he was put on blast by a Survivor legend, and that dynamic, I've seen the whole series. I could tell you this is a pivotal moment in the show, So we definitely want to weigh in on that. But before we get into all that, let's hear from this week's sponsor, Manscaped. All right, we have some breaking news here on the Winner's Circle, and for me, as a guy with a beard, it really is breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right, they are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look any way you want. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match the carpet by going to manscaped.com and using our code WINNERCIRCLE for 20% off and free shipping. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to wait to use this thing before we talked about it. I've had the chance. First and foremost, the thing looks sleek. I've been using a beard trimmer for many years now. Always use the same one. Similar setup, but I got to tell you, no joke, not just saying this because they're sponsoring it. This one blows my other one out. And it was an expensive beard trimmer that I was using. With the Beard Hedger, you get 20 different cutting lengths. It's like a half length for every other one, which gives you a really precise cut. I will tell you, this thing cuts so good. You want to start with a little bit of a longer length than you're probably accustomed to and work your way down until you find the actual length that you want, because this thing goes right for it. But it is very precise, very accurate. And I mean, you'd be the judge. I just did my beard with it this morning. What do you think, Cody? How am I looking?
I mean, fresh? Good as always. I don't think I'm the right person to ask.
Okay.
Bro,
all right.
To be 100% honest. But the Pro Kit doesn't end there. They have created 4 dermatologist tested formulas for your post trim care. We have the beard conditioner, the beard shampoo, the beard oil, and the beard balm. So this is all the things that Manscaped has put together for their Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And like Derek was saying, my favorite thing about it, as you can see, I don't keep my beard that long. When it gets long, it gets very itchy for me. So I buzz it right down. And the best thing I love about this is the top, that you can raise this up or lower it, or you can pull it right off for quick, like clean, low shave. It cleans it up. It's nice under the neck. And so I love this trimmer. It's absolutely incredible. But it doesn't just end there. They give you 3 gifts. They give you the beard brush, a comb, and scissors. And I got to tell you, the scissors are the real deal. They're no joke.
They're high-end scissors. I mean,
I got them right here. I actually brought the brush and the comb as well because I had to use it for my beard. Obviously, anyone who has a beard knows what I'm talking about, and I have a shorter beard, but you need that like more of a bristly brush to kind of get it flat so you get the proper shave on it, the proper trim, so you don't have like patches on it. So these things, again, in the kit now. The best thing about it, I want to add, it's all rechargeable, so I travel a lot. It comes with a travel case. You could put the comb right in there with your scissors and the hedger, and you're good to go. So, yep, definitely my new go-to, regardless of whether they were sponsored or not. This is a legit product, and I'll be using it going forward.
Yeah, Manscaped has really done an incredible job now. We have had a couple of their products, and it's safe to say that they really have put a lot of work in to the products that they're releasing out there to everybody. And so we want to make sure you guys are using the Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And if you guys are using it, be sure to get 20% off and free shipping with code WINTERCIRCLE at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off with free shipping when you go to manscaped.com and use code WINTERCIRCLE. Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
All right, we're back. I feel like, guys, we can kind of get through the episode fairly quickly, and then we can get right into what people are probably here for, which is to hear Cody weigh in on what the hell happened.
Wait.
Yes, things are going so good.
Wait, though, because I have questions, too.
Yeah.
Before we get to the Ceree part, I got some questions.
We're going to wait. That's at the end. We'll end the episode. Okay. Hey, retention. We want people to stick around to the end, okay. So we're not saying it now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about it yet.
Do you want to hit off right up? So the show starts with the murder, right at the top of the show.
Azra gets murdered. We continue to go along the lines of the sweet, innocent people that everybody pretty much is assuming there's no way they're a traitor. We go with that. You see a little bit of the dilemma with Angelica because Angelica was really close with Azra. And so now you're starting to see the emotions of the game come into play, right? Oh. You're starting to see how much it's weighing on the faithfuls when they see friends of theirs go home, not knowing why, like they don't understand the rationale behind it. And the confusion is starting to weigh on people. This is where I think, you know, two round tables of getting it wrong and now three murders happening is making everybody be like, we're losing. We're losing at this game as faithfuls. They're like, we're losing at this game and it's taking a toll on us. And now they're starting to get frustrated with like finding the traitors. And so we get out of that and it brings us to our competition.
No.
Oh, no. You got questions before that.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
So Kyle sits down next to you at this breakfast. Is it this breakfast that Kyle sits down
No, it's episode five.
Then That's I don't have any five. Questions.
That was great. That was great.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, no, this I don't want to... It wasn't a boring episode, but in comparison to what happened at the end, everything kind of seems small. But I will say, you know, you said something there that no one was really understanding the why that traders were deciding to send people home. And I feel like at this point, they should have started to put together, they're sending home the people who we never suspected as traitors.
Yeah, who we
like,
trust so the most.
They're sending home the innocent people. They're sending home the ones that were not on the radar.
It's a blur, right? And there's an episode where Ari says exactly what we were doing. And was that this episode? I think it was episode 4. Where it was somebody got it. And I brought up, I was like, did you hear what was being said?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're starting to catch on as to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we have to adjust.
But then,
and that's what I felt was happening.
Then if you're a faithful, is it too late to try to cast a little doubt on yourself? Because if I'm a traitor and if I'm a faithful and I see like, oh my God, the people who they think are trustworthy or who are definitely not traitors are the ones who are going home. Do I want to start presenting myself as if I could be a traitor then? Because I don't want to be. But then that also puts me in danger. So it's like you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted everybody to be like terrified of, oh my God, if I just sit and I'm quiet, they're going to just murder me next.
Yeah.
So now I have to try to speak up, which again creates chaos. And our theme we wanted to do, which was Christian ended up saying it because I was like, I just wanted to be chaotic. And he goes, chaos in the castle.
Yeah.
And that was like our theme the whole way.
That was a good line.
It was such a good line. He goes, we're keeping the chaos in the castle. Just got a sound bite. That was fire. That was fire.
Yep.
And so we just kind of try to keep that thing. But I feel like I want to say this was the episode where I think Ari started coming up with, like, there's not a rhyme or reason. They're doing people that no one's really said. He says something along those lines. And I was
unsuspecting
like,
people. Mm-hmm. Unsuspecting people.
And it was something along those lines. And I was like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, that's a problem. Cause now they're kind of getting it that which could cause it to come again. And I'm immediately like, he's going to know it's me. So it's like, so
you start getting paranoid. It's never good to start getting paranoid. So this is the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel.
The wheel episode.
And there's probably only one important thing to talk about in this situation.
All right.
Which again, it stinks because, you know, in the answer I give Ryan, who do you trust with your life? I give Ryan and like Saree didn't like that. Yep. What they don't show again.
Oh, yeah.
Is why Saree was like seeing. I was very close with Ryan. You don't see it on the show.
No,
you don't see me and
Ryan
being close. So it's almost like it was like, really, Saree? You get that mad over that over his answer with that? And it's like, yeah.
She mentions I need to watch him and Ryan because they have a tight relationship. And I was like, oh, they do? You know, because it's not shown. And I'm not saying I didn't believe her. I just couldn't see it from watching the show. I wouldn't have known that had she not made that known. And so that was interesting.
And so it's like Saree starts.
You knew they had to put that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And exactly. It's so funny on the outside of it. Cause like Ryan was texting with Kyle and I, and he's like, I'm barely on the show. He's like, what the hell? And so it was
he had a couple sound bites.
Cause
in
he was like just fun DRs. Loving. He was another one that was along the lines of nobody suspects Ryan to be a traitor.
Yeah.
Like nobody thought he was a traitor. Everybody knew this guy's a faithful, but he was so like just happy to be there, happy-go-lucky, that it was never really, okay, we should get rid of Ryan, you know? And so the situation with Saree where she's starting to like cast doubt, it's like because Ryan was just a really likable guy. Him and I were close. And then there's something that is not shown, but and I don't even know if it was said or not said, because then I talked to Saree and I and the third person, which I'll mention in a second. We're in a room together after the show. And the third person was like, I don't remember ever saying that. And so it was Stephanie apparently said something to Saree in the castle that somehow I knew Ryan outside of the house. So now that's what's causing Saree to be super paranoid.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so pointed in my direction. And that's why it was like, why Cody and Ryan have to watch that. I can't have them getting too close to the faithfuls, which again, it's like, you know, that's exactly what we have to do, Saree. You're doing the same thing. Like we all need to be close with the faithfuls.
Was she friendly with Stephanie before the show?
So they had been on Seasons of Survivor previously. Mm. Now, I don't know how much they talk. Like how much they talked outside of that. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like,
they were
awful
comfortable with each other too.
They were.
And Stephanie was like, I know for a fact that Saree is not a traitor.
Yeah. And Stephanie was somebody that was always questioning me. And Saree told me this very early on, which was Saree and I had, there was so much trust between the two of us. Saree told me this early on and I was like, perfect. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to try to get close to her. Cause that's how I was going about it. I was like, as long as that can't spread to the group, it's not a threat to me to be like, oh, they think Cody's a traitor. Cause I was like, I know everybody here thinks that I could be a traitor.
Yeah.
It's my job to lower that wall, not to take it confrontational or maybe try to send them home. Because then again, I was saying, if they talk to people that could put a target on me. So I never took any information personally. I was like, okay, perfect. She questions me. Let me go like put out that doubt. Let me put out that fire. And I definitely was doing a better job with Stephanie because Stephanie kind of got off my scent until I started to like really unravel. But so Saree gets this information from Stephanie and that's how she presents it to me at the end of the episode.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I mean, you can kind of see the shift in the connection between you and Ceri in that moment. I'm not sure if it had shifted prior to, and that was when we saw it, but it's like you two are standing there and you're talking about possibly killing Kyle, murdering Kyle. Yeah. And then she goes, or Ryan, because I know, and I know how she felt in this moment. Cause it's so me, like that's exactly how I would come at somebody, but I don't know if it's the best way to come at somebody, but I understood how she felt. It's almost kind of I'm letting you know that I've got that. You're not tricking me. Like, what about Ryan? Because I know that's your boy. Cause I know y'all got a relationship outside this house. It was kind of like daring you. And then I know you. And so when I saw your reaction to her, I said, oh, that pissed Cody off. And it takes a lot to me. I think it takes a lot to piss you off, but I think it was the accusation of something and it being presented as facts but it for you being an incorrect fact.
Correct.
And so it's like, you're going to tell me that I'm lying to you about something you believe, which leads me to believe or feel that we actually don't have the relationship that I thought we did, because I'm telling you, I don't know this person, but I see that. Then you hit me with the, but you're supposed to say that because you're a traitor. Like, you're not a traitor.
Yeah. So it's like, what are you talking?
I just want to say I hated to see that moment too, because I really like the relationship that you and Ceri had. Ceri is playing a very good game.
Oh,
and
so
there's
good.
Like, I've not seen her make a mistake. I've not looked at anything that she's done and been like, I wouldn't have done that. I'm watching her like, she is playing this like a stone cold killer. Facts. She is like, I do this for a living. And so that was someone I wanted you to have. And so when I'm watching this moment, I'm like, please tell me that they get past this, because it looks like in this moment, she doesn't trust you. And in this moment, you feel offended. And so you're not going to trust her. So I am like nervous now. And I haven't watched the whole thing, so don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. No, Tiff, you hit the nail on the head. It was like, because Derek, you and I on Big Brother 16 didn't always agree. You would be like, yo, if I said something, you would have a way of like being like, no, we're talking right now. Not, yo, do whatever you like, fuck it, do whatever. And in that moment, I was like, you're the only person that I trust fully, and that's Ceri. I was like, because I trust the faithfuls, and I like the faithfuls that I'm bonding with, but it's like, I'm always nervous that they're going to get onto me. So there's like this hesitant. With Ceri, I never felt like I had to. Ceri knew exactly what my role was on the show. And when she did that, multiple things are going through my head. I was like, first, it was an attack. And I was like, you're not asking me. You didn't ask me if I knew. Like, this thing between Ceri and I was long. This wasn't a short thing. Like, they kind of cut it and they showed and it was quick. But I was like, fuck this. I was like, you are not questioning if I know him. You're not asking me if I know him. You're telling me I know him from something that somebody else said. I was like, Ceri, that's fucked up. I was like, we're supposed to trust one another. And if we're here and this is our bond and our group, you shouldn't be attacking me. I was like, that's not what should be going on. And I was like, and the fact that right now, what's causing distrust between the two of us is somebody that we can murder right now. Why aren't we murdering that person? I'm like, somebody just broke into the turret and broke our bond in here and caused distrust. That person should be murdered tonight. And I wanted Stephanie out.
I think that's because that's her person, though, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's easy to do something when it's not you. Like, if you guys are telling Christian that he should murder Bam, even though that's his person, it doesn't affect me the same way. And so and I can tell you that we should murder your person, Christian. But if you tell me I've got to murder my person, Stephanie, that's a little different. That's just me. Yeah. I'm trying to win. I'm not trying to. Right. It's not even. I didn't say we were all going to play the game fairly. I said I'm going to put myself in the best position. Yeah,
because it felt like that. Yeah. Tiff. I was like, you're trying to manipulate a situation to get a person that's close to me out and keep the person that's close to you. And knowing Big Brother, you never want your person gone, whether they're in your alliance or outside. Like I did this with Enzo. Like,
you know, I know.
Enzo was not in the alliance with us on All Stars, but I was never going to let somebody cut Enzo. And so it was like, I was like, she just manipulated that situation. And, but for me, I was like, Ceree, man, you manipulated it in a poor way. I was like, cause now I just don't trust you at all. But the problem was, is that made me kind of lose. I just lost it. I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, how could she do that to me?
I could see.
I was like, how could she do that to me?
It was all in your eyes, even though at nighttime, your eyes just look a little weak. I don't know this. I'm just, I'm watching on TV.
Tiff, no, you're right.
On the TV, it makes your eyes look a little weird, but I could see the emotion in your eyes. Like, I knew that that's not Cody I know. Like, that was Cody. Like, you pissed me off, Cody. And I could tell that you were not comfortable in that situation. You already were. I could see the struggle a little bit, you know. I could see you not knowing how to respond, how to react to people coming in at breakfast and sitting at the round table.
Yeah, my cousin texted
me that. Yeah, trying to figure.
You're a terrible liar.
You are. Like, oh, and so, but in that moment, I was like, that's why it's uncomfortable for me to see you two like looking like you're about to not have each other. Cause I'm like, I don't think this is going to be good for you because now it's the terrible thing to have anyone in the real world and in this virtual world in this game. You always need somebody, you know? And I just was like, this isn't good for Cody.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Code, when you went back to the castle that night and you said you couldn't sleep, you know, did you find it that you couldn't sleep not only because Ceree had kind of called you out and you didn't understand where she was coming from, but also did you have, as you got to replay the situation, have some regret on how you handled it, knowing it's a strategic game where you're like, shit, why did I react that strong?
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
I was pissed. It was a lot of different things. One, it was like, dude, you are losing yourself. Like, again, no matter what, if somebody said something to you in Big Brother, it was never react. It was always walk away. But again, it shows how I was just slipping in this game.
Yeah, like, you would vent to but you didn't have someone to vent to like you did on 22 and 16.
Yeah, he didn't have anyone. That outlet. That's why I'm concerned. I'm like, if he doesn't have her, and then he has no one. Like,
yeah, because in that moment, I didn't have to immediately, like when she said it and the way that she directed it, because she had this like mean look on her face. And Ceree was always like calm, chill. And then she had this mean look coming at me with that. And she kind of like, she was like, I know you try to act like Quentin's your boy, but I know Ryan's your man. And I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, you're going all over the place now. And I was like, and I don't really like how this is going. And so it was an attack. And like, for me, in moments of like attack, it's like fight or flight. And in that moment, I just couldn't just like take it. And then I wish in that moment I would have been like, all right, no, Ceree, like, I don't know why Stephanie would say that to you. I have no idea who he is, but I mean,
like disarmed her with just like not coming back and fighting fire with fire, but just like disarming that situation with a little. Yeah. Yeah.
With like,
so summarize it for us. When this episode ends, it kind of ends on that cliffhanger.
Yeah.
What is your mentality towards Ceree at that moment? And what do you think her mentality towards you was as we're leaving this episode?
So again, I mentioned Shelby had told me that Ceree's cutthroat. So I knew in that moment, I was like, all right, Ceree will.
Did you think you lost her?
Ceree, I couldn't tell, but I was like, I know Ceree will now be okay backstabbing me. because I knew that's what she had done in the past.
You knew it was an option.
I was like, I know Sari. Now I was like, the trust, because what I heard was like, if you cross Sari, then she has no problem backstabbing you. And so I was like, okay, that was just a moment. Even though,
did you think about backstabbing her?
No, and I said that when I, you know, I got on my confessional, and they were like, that was a lot. Like, do you think you can trust the traitors now? And I was like, I can't trust either of them. Mm. I was like, I can't trust either of them. They're like, so are you going to try to, you're going to try to get them out? I was like, no, I just didn't, dummy. I didn't have the fire in me in this show. And it's like, I'm watching it back. What I was saying to you guys in previous episodes, I get pissed at myself because I'm critical of myself.
Mm, we all
and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why did you go? If you weren't willing to do what you needed to do to win, why did you go? What's the purpose?
Well,
and
I mean, I know. Do you think that you weren't willing to do? I mean, in that moment, you're playing the way you think you need to play to further your game, right? You hadn't given up. So I think you're being really critical on yourself to make that harsh of a statement that you weren't going to do what you needed to do to win, because in that moment, you didn't give up. You just, like, we're emotional and we're human. That was just a moment that caught you off guard, and your real emotions towards how you felt you were being confronted came out.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't have reacted that way. It would have been like your person that you trust the most attacking you.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like. I was like, damn, Sari. I was like, you were like my person, and you just came at me. And it was too much for me with all the other stuff piling on. That was where I just was like, after that, I was like, man, I'm done. I was like, I don't have it in me to like backstab them. And Christian had mentioned to me.
So when you say I'm done, what did you mean?
I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what my path is in this game anymore.
Okay.
I was like, I'm done. Like, I was like, she's probably going to turn on me. I am not willing to do that to her. Christian had mentioned, like, dude, I didn't like what Sari did. Like, we should probably turn on her. And I was like, nah, bro. So now I got verbal from him that you will turn on a traitor.
Okay.
I was like, I stomped it out when you brought it to me. If you bring that, I was like, if he brings that to Sari, she's taking that bait.
Okay.
I was like, mm-hmm. So I don't trust him. Now I don't trust Sari. I was like, who do I have?
Ryan is ultimately.
you got Ryan, but that's, you know.
Well, you don't have Ryan now. Because you know, leaving this meeting, that she wants Ryan out.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought in that moment, it was like, I came into that and Christian was on board with Kyle. We were like, yeah, Kyle's got to be the one. But this, you know, personal aspect with Sari shifted it. And then I was just trying to prove a point, because then all of a sudden it dials down.
Well, was she trying to prove a point? Because what was the point of killing Ryan? Was it just so you wouldn't
She was trying to separate Cody and him.
Okay.
She was trying to separate. And so I ultimately was like, listen, like,
she's just trying to weaken the players. I think she was too much in survivor mode. Now, in hindsight, we're going to go back and revisit this moment when the show's over. But I feel like Big Brother, Survivor, you do really want to emphasize like getting to the end, but also getting to the end with people you can trust, people that make you stronger, especially when it comes to voting. And there is an element to that, because at the round table, you guys are voting for who you think is the traitor. Yeah. So if she has nobody there who trusts her, like a Stephanie, mm-hmm. well, they're going to vote for her to go over you as a traitor. Yeah. So I could see where she was like, Ryan's never going to vote for Cody as a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's never going to vote for him as a traitor. Mm-hmm. They didn't show it on the show, but she probably figured Quentin was never going to vote for you mm-hmm. as a traitor. So she's like, this dude's starting to stack him. Mm-hmm. And I know he's a Big Brother winner. Mm-hmm. I'm on to him. Mm-hmm. I'm about to shoot my shot right here and it's call very him
possible.
On one of them.
It's very possible that was a route she was
she's
going.
She's strategizing and, all the way.
Knowing Sari.
She's playing chess, not checkers.
But knowing Sari, like, it wasn't. I think it was. I think it was calculated. But the thing was, is I knew afterwards. I was like, damn, she just went that route to try to get her way and did it to somebody where, like, she could have said to me, because ultimately at the end, it came to Ryan goes along with the line of nobody thinks he's a traitor. Put him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Like, I was instead like, Sari, I could get on board with Ryan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could have gotten on board with Ryan, but like, you attacked me. And now, like, I don't care. Put Ryan's name down. I'm not voting for anybody else. If you two want to decide a different name, done. I vote Ryan. Mm-hmm. And I let my emotions get the best of me, which, as we know, never helps.
Not always good. Mm-hmm. Not always good.
And so it just, in that moment, it was like, I think, and the reason
Cody,
why is because like,
set up to do that.
Yeah, it was, everything was just building on me, which I know, don't let your emotions, like people were dragging me on Big Brother All-Stars on the other side of the house. Like, and it was coming to my attention and I would have conversations with people like, oh, no big deal. I know you were just talking shit. You're trying to get me out, blah, blah, blah. But like in that moment, everything building put me to do the one thing that you're never supposed to do. And that's let your emotions get the best of you.
We're running long.
Just got me.
We're running long, but I got one question for you that I think a lot of people are going to want to know, because I was asking myself every episode. If you three did not come to a decision where you couldn't agree on who to write down, how was that decision made? Because producers didn't explain that to us. Like, you guys had to come to a consensus. What if you decided, no, I'm not voting Ryan out. Put him, not putting it. What would happen?
That's a great question, Derek.
Do you know the answer or no?
I don't know.
Okay, because I was wondering if there was a moment where if Ceree and Christian were like, we're sending Ryan home, and you're like, no, I'm not.
Oh, majority would have got on that.
Okay.
I couldn't have stopped it myself.
But if all three of you had different names and there was no majority, the producers would have said, hey, fucking make something happen.
I think so. Let's go. That's what I think would have happened. They would have been
interesting.
Like,
I'm just thinking. I'm like, I'm planning for when I'm on Traders.
That's right.
All right. So to recap, because we didn't cover it, but I don't think it was necessary because he kind of expected it. Azor went home. Michael was banished at the round table. We didn't cover it, but his time was coming. He had no chance at winning the show. He was constantly drowning. And then obviously the big blow up was Ceree, Cody. That kind of segued us out of the show. We leave that show not knowing who is going to be murdered. So that's what we're going to cover next, episode 5. Make sure you're coming back for that. As Cody had said last episode, we're going to try to bang out 3 episodes this week. I don't know when you're seeing this, but just know within a day or two, episode 5 is going to be dropping. So if you haven't watched it already, make sure you go watch episode number 5 of The Traitors on Peacock. It's right there right now. You can watch the whole season. And we will come back with the BTS about that episode. And also, we will find out who they decided to send home. Did Cody give in? Or did they go a different route? We're going to find out. As always, we appreciate you joining us here in the Winner's Circle. We will see you next time.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.